Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frank Figliuzzi is the poster child for un-American tyranny, calling for the CIA outside of law to go after members of Congress who promote basically freedom. And so we're going to get to other subjects next segment, Judge, but you're really, as a famous lawyer, famous judge, and a smart guy, really shocked by his attack and his statement. You were search engineering what he said after we watched the video, and surprised it wasn't a scandal, because this has become par for the course. They're normalizing this. So under law, and as a former judge, what do you make of this statement for people that don't understand why it's so outrageous to you?
I severely question his fitness to remain a member of the bar. I mean, this is just really, really out there. This is not something that an American lawyer should advocate to the public. It gives them the wrong ideas. And today's public is so far from being inquisitive enough to actually read something. They hear it, get it as a text on a cell phone, see it on Instagram or Facebook, see it on mainstream media, and they think it's a reality. People say Associated Press has declared this was a fair election. Who in the hell is Associated Press? They aren't an official agency. There's no investigation with the strictures of law applied to it. And then for the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to come out through one of its senior representatives and declare publicly that they intend to suppress the Bill of Rights, where they intend to violate due process, where they are going to break the federal law and violate citizens' civil rights as a policy to bring in the CIA to prosecute members of Congress who have an absolute constitutional immunity for anything in debate on the House or the Senate floor. Oh, where in the world did this fool come from? What rock did he crawl out from under? Now, I'll probably get all kinds of hell about it, but I'm an old man. I don't care, you know.
Oh, they don't want to have a debate about this. And I mean, because I'm not a lawyer like you, but or a judge, but this is just classic tyranny. Like, oh, everybody that protests is bad. We're not just going to arrest them. We're going to get the Congress. I mean, it's like, that's...
We have all of the woke black folk who are upset about their circumstances now, 160-some years after the Civil War, where they don't feel that they're fully first-class citizens. What happens if they come up with some protest like this? Are you to institute Jim Crow again? The anti-Semitic.
Well, that's right. First it was for the Muslims and violate their rights. Now it's conservatives. Next it'll be liberals.
How about if the Asian population says we aren't protected under the new laws because it was a sham? Are they to be locked up? How about Catholics that come out and talk about discrimination and something is wrong? Do they get locked up? Jews get locked up? Is followers of Islam get locked up? Hindus get locked up? Buddhists get locked up because they say something is not...
Because if you can lock one group up for their speech, you can lock them all up.
Yeah, in other words, because the Associated Press says it, you disagree with that. You're supposed to be prosecuted?
And by the way, Wuhan, AP said it didn't come out of Wuhan, so you'd be censored off the Internet, even if you were a medical doctor or a senator. They were censoring on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube congressional hearings with scientists because the UN didn't agree it could come from a lab. Now they admit that.
That's classic. He's a charlatan. He's a liar. He's trying to foment and incite violence and he's being anti-Asian by calling it something that came out of a Wuhan lab. And now look at this administration. They were yeray, rah, rah, get them for saying that. Now they're saying it. So, you know, this is like sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. That's the American way. So what happened? We're looking at something un-American. We're looking at something from a racist. We're looking at something from a bigot, and this is part of his administration. And like Harry Truman said 70-some years ago, the buck stops here. Wow. That's where it ought to stop.
All right, Judge Joe Brown, straight ahead, back in 60 seconds. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So I'm not going to play the clip. Everybody sees it. It's all over the news. Obama, the former president, who did get elected, unlike Joe Biden. I mean, he did get elected. He is the former president. He came out and he said that basically America is inherently bad and racist. I guess that's why they elected a black man. I mean, he is, I would say, part African, unlike Kamala Harris. But if you expand on that, he endorses Joe Biden, who was this big Dixiecrat and who was in all these newspaper articles saying really horrible racist things that Judge Joe Brown, when he was on a federal think tank, saw. So that's why originally I wanted to get him here. He testified to that here on air yesterday. But now these new emails that are confirmed in text messages of Hunter Biden calling people the N-word. I mean, who does that anyways? It's just there's something wrong with these people. You were saying it's a dog whistle. Break that down.
Here's what's happening. You have a president of the United States who used to glorify the fact that he came from a formerly slave-holding state, Delaware. He complained about it not having the fortitude to join the glorious South and become part of the Confederacy. That's been long hashed out. But to start saying that again back in the early 1970s, and by the way, what I heard was not 1977, it was 5 years before that. And I was present, and I heard it with my own ears and saw it with my own eyes. It was in Dover, Delaware. Now, that said, you have Hunter Biden, who is a product of this old-line racist family. Well, not old-line, this racist family, this racist background. I'm sure he heard a lot of this growing up in the household around the dinner table. And you have somebody who is actually damn fool enough to say anybody that doesn't vote for me is not black. And I'd put my black credentials up against anybody's, anytime, anywhere. And for some fool to say that is ridiculous. He's relying on dog whistles, where we have had 50 years worth of propaganda that has caused the black community to feel like it belongs to the Democratic Party and they won't come off that slave plantation. After all, the Democratic Party was chartered at the beginning of the 19th century with the specific goal of spreading slavery into the new territory acquired under the Louisiana Purchase. So I guess some of these people who don't understand what it means to think like a free person and to bargain their votes for benefits, actual tangible benefits, they feel safe on being back on the plantation of the plantation masters, the Democratic Party. The Republican Party, they've had their problems, but at least in 1851 when they were chartered, it was on the campaign plank of abolition. That is abolishing slavery. Now, I'm not going to give anybody a free pass. I declare myself to be an independent, and I'm going where my vote gets the best benefit for me, this country, and my people, my family, and somebody that's trying to keep decency in place. Now, this guy walking around with his ducktail back when, looking like he was out of the 50s from 20 years before that. This is the person you've got in the White House right now. And he has an Attorney General of the United States of America. He is in charge of the FBI, this part of the federal apparatus that comes under the chief executive. That's him. And he has not done anything right now to censor or discipline or remove this idiot who came out and said what he said about attempting to, not the attempting, but the desirability of implementing prosecution of congressmen and senators for what they say when they express the desires, the wishes, the questions, the fears of their constituents. What is this?
So Judge, they're clearly making a run at martial law. They want to use racial division as a trigger to be the cover of saying, we're the Democrats, we're good. Anybody that isn't for our takeover is a racist, is a white supremacist. That's clearly the mode they're running. How do we stop that? How do we deal with that?
Well, it's like if you had another one where they said BLM has fallen from grace. This was, I think, was either in the New York Times or something like that. They said BLM has fallen from grace due to the activity of conservative far-right Republicans. No, it didn't. A lot of black people found out the fraud that was being perpetrated upon them by the BLM organization.
The mother of the girl that got killed said that they're all full of it.
Yeah, and let's switch over from BLM, Black Lives Matter, to BFM, Black Families Matter, Black Fathers Matter, Black Finance Matter, Black Females Matter, Black Fidelity Matters. You know, you have all sorts of things that you have here. Because the concept is not a bad one. Everybody in this country has a life that should matter the same as everybody else's. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody's entitled to an opinion.
It's the Democrats in the deep state hiding behind black people.
Those opinions may not be worth anything, but they have an absolute right to express them. And I've spent my whole adulthood trying to deal with making sure people maintain and keep and can exercise.
So let me ask this question.
Rights.
You agree clearly they're trying to have a diversion for Biden and all his tyranny over racial conflict. How do we break that?
It's poisonous. These things should not be uttered in the United States of America, even if someone has the right to utter those things. But this person has an official position, and such as the Black Caucus are running around saying, we have to support the FBI. And for them to come up with that kind of thing, when any damn fool can see that it can be so easily flipped, and the script can be turned around when the people that the Black Caucus are supposed to be representing, which they don't, could be prosecuted for uttering something that was commonplace in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, well, stopped by the 80s. And that, I just don't get it. Are we that stupid?
You've done a lot of famous court trials, but you were the main judge on the final trial with what really happened with the execution, the assassination of Martin Luther King.
It wasn't a trial. It was a post-conviction relief petition. And when I got to the bottom of what was going on in terms of...
Well, the hearings.
Yeah, the hearings in terms of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, that same FBI, through J. Edgar Hoover, had a lot to do with it. They supplied the murder weapon and ammunition. And they recruited the two-man team that killed him. So what's going on? And it wasn't one man. It wasn't some Raoul nonsense. The FBI got the shooters. They gave them the weapons. There were five of these special weapons that they got provided from the Defense Department with an invoice, serial numbers listed, late December 1967, late April 1968. The Attorney General ordered them to return the five weapons to the Defense Department. They claimed they lost one. Yeah, sure. Now, that kind of thing is what they've been doing as a subterfuge. Now, good Lord, all this time later, they come right out, 60 years later, and they say it in public and start saying, bring the CIA in, which, according to its charter, is forbidden to do anything
and take out Congress.
The United States. Arrest and criminally charge members of Congress for saying what they were entitled to say on the floor.
And the Democrats endorse it.
Well, I'm looking up like, where did this all come from? You know, did they parachute in as some commandos to take down the American Republic or what?
It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. It sounds like Revenge of the Nerds.
And well, you're right. You said that's what it was. The nerds decided to take over. They did. They did.
They were dissatisfied with their lot in life. They hate the fact that they could not fit in like most people they now call norms and breeders. And, you know, what is this group is this attacking motherhood, for goodness sakes. They feel they are insulted if you call somebody a mother instead of a birth parent. I mean, what in the world are they up to, and why are we letting this happen? Why don't we boycott mainstream media? Why don't we boycott every commercial outlet for products that we are expected to go to grocery stores? And
I agree. It's either pro-human or it's done. We'll be right back with Larry Pinkney. Rod Shotgun with us, Judge.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Judge Joe Brown was with us yesterday. He's in today as well, going back to Tennessee later this afternoon. Great to have him with us. Very popular guest. Another great guest, Larry Pinkney, was a veteran of the Black Panther Party, a former Minister of the Interior of the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, the only American to have successfully self-authored a civil political rights case in the United Nations under the International Covenant of Civil Political Rights. In connection with his political organizing activities in opposition to voter suppression, Pinkney was interviewed in 88 on nationally televised PBS NewsHour, formerly known as the Manila NewsHour. He is the editorial board member of blackcommentator.com, and he got banned on Twitter for basically challenging the election. But he's always on fire exposing the attempt to divide us and control us, and I would guess he's a fan of Judge Joe Brown, so it's good to have you both here together. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Well, Brother Alex, first of all, thank you very, very much. I'm delighted and honored to be with you. You know that all the time. And to your wonderful audience. And my greetings to you, Brother Judge Joe Brown. Greetings to you. So I'll just let it go at that. And let's rock and roll.
What do you make? Because Judge Joe Brown had a lot to cover. He got really upset when I played him that FBI counterterrorism guy saying, arrest all the Trump supporters and use the CIA on Congress and let's take over. He was blown away by that. And then when he was ranting about the FBI, I thought it sounded very similar to your views.
Of course, it's very similar to my views. It's very similar to reality. And the fact is that we had better, when I say we, I'm talking about black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, citizens of this republic, we had better damn well stand up to this, what I call neoliberal fascism. These globalists, these Democrats, quote unquote, heavy quotation marks around that. These folks are all about subverting, and I repeat, subverting our republic. We must not allow this. We cannot allow this. We must reverse it.
Judge, you guys hold court here.
Well, you know, congratulations and thank you for your successes and standing up and doing the right thing, sir. I appreciate that. I'm from your era, too. I imagine I know or knew some of the same people you did. But this would make it very easy to go after you or me or any other American citizens who say, I have questions about what happened. I have questions about suppression of efforts to make fundamental changes. For the good, in my opinion. But you see, if you can go after somebody for what they say on the congressional floor, then what can you do to ordinary citizens? What would have been enabled back in the 60s when the Panther Party was at the height of its effectiveness to all of those people who simply said something that somebody disagreed with? You see, right now, they are setting a precedent where it doesn't even have to be un-American. It's just, I don't agree with that. How do you deal with that?
I agree. How do we deal with authoritarian takeover, Larry?
First of all, we expose it constantly, just as you are doing right now. We let people know that this is precisely what we are dealing with, and that is authoritarian takeover. I call it neoliberal fascism, because that's what it is. And as far as standing up on the floor of Congress and being held accountable, you know what? I think of what these pieces of scum did to President Donald J. Trump. Now, they could do what they definitely did to him. Imagine what they plan to have in store for us. But you know what? It's game time. And we're going to flip that script. We have to flip that script because our very lives and the essence of our republic are at stake. So that's my response to that, Brother Alex.
I agree. So how they flip the script on us. How do we come together, flip it on them?
One of the first things we need to do is we have to understand the game that they're playing. And it's a vicious game. It's called divide, rule by division, play us off against each other. You know what? We can have our differences. As the French would say, vive la différence. But we will not come out publicly and show any weakness, any crack, any difference whatsoever. We must understand what is at stake here. The script, indeed, must be flipped again, but this time by us, we the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow, citizens of this republic.
It's a dangerous game, Judge, because, I mean, this whole globalist Chi-Com overthrow of the country, have us all kill each other, if it doesn't work, what happens? I think they're trying it, because what do they have to lose? They never get in trouble for what they've done.
That's right. It's like, see, they don't have any sense of decency. They don't get it that nobody's supposed to be immune from these laws, but yet they want to put these things down on everybody else.
They don't get chivalry that we have these rules, not because we're wimps, but because we don't want our kids under evil.
That's right. They don't get it. See, it doesn't apply to them because they perceive themselves to be a righteous elite.
It's delusional elitism.
That's exactly what it is.
How do you counter one of these elitists that thinks they're immune, which is delusion?
Well, they really can't argue with you face-to-face or debate with you because they don't depend upon rationality, logic, and reason. They just get all emotive and it sounds good, and they're counting on the public's ignorance of the laws and the rule books, which is the Constitution. That's the rule book for the game that we play by living in this country.
Beautifully said. So Larry Pinkney, how do we cause a chain reaction? It's a good push, and you're right. I'm generally just – but how do we explain to people how much danger they're in with what the globalists and this foreign takeover is? Because Americans, I think, should unify even stronger against this. It should be so obvious that this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And dangerous. For, you know, it's very important for us to, as patriots – I don't give a damn what our color is, as patriots, all right, of this republic. It's extremely important for us to explain to people using their own experiences on their own local level to, or levels, I should say, because it's plural, all right, to explain to them what is actually being perpetrated and perpetuated upon them. People need to not only be angry, but they need to go way beyond that to saying, you know what, we need to come up with very strong responses. We've been too timid. We've been too tepid, all right? We must be tenacious. We must help our brothers and sisters to understand on their local level. Alex, you've done this. I've seen what you've done in Austin and its suburbs. You do it on the local level, and then you link it nationally to our entire republic.
All right, gentlemen, when we come back, I want to then get into some of the subjects that the judge wants to get to, and you, Larry, I want you guys to lead us. You hit a topic, he hits a topic, because this is the big debate, and we all want to live our lives, just go to work and take care of our families, but we are under a takeover. And so the answer is, what do we do? Do we submit to that takeover? Or do we say no, and how do we do it? And then the judge wants to also get into all this attack on the family and some big developments there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile.
Welcome back here to the Alex Jones Show. I was just talking to Judge Joe Brown about how Larry Pinckney is a famous political prisoner, and then the judge is like, oh, I know Pinckney now that we're talking to him. Absolutely. Because he was even talking about the FBI setting up the Black Panthers, and how he helped bring them out to UCLA and all the rest of it. And then we're all clicking here. And then I'm talking about how they're trying to put congressmen in prison and trying to put all these hundreds of innocent people that did nothing in prison. And I forgot, oh, I'm under criminal investigation. I've got subpoenas. And I just kind of mentioned that as a footnote. Well, that's what the judge was saying. They bankrupt you with these investigations of nothing. I'm not up there like Maxine Waters saying harass people. I'm not saying burn things down. But I'm under criminal investigation. The left's celebrating that. People say, well, you better shut your mouth. Now, that makes you want to fight harder, Judge.
Yeah, see, one of the propaganda techniques is to say something often enough and people believe it, even if it's not true. And one of the extensions of that tactic is to keep saying somebody needs to be investigated, somebody needs to be prosecuted for this, that, and the other. And even though what they're talking about is perfectly legal, perfectly appropriate, those certain people that don't think out in the public start getting the subconscious and unconscious feeling that somebody's broken the law and needs to be brought to justice when they haven't. And that same thing can be turned against them. I mean, think about it. If you can go after a congressman, what about all of the rest of us?
Well, that's what you were saying there in the break, is you wanted to get back on the subject, talk to Larry Pinkney about it, because it's a big deal they're doing this.
Let me get into one other thing that they're trying to do the same tactic on. All right, we've got a Secretary of Education. And the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, is saying he backs transgender athletes' rights. Sounds fair enough, doesn't it? Well, let's think about some of the ramifications. You start talking about that, you have to ask the question, is it fair to make girls' sports unfair to girls to favor a few delusional boys? Is humoring the delusional more important than the healthy aspirations of real girls?
Yeah, what about their right?
Yeah, no sane and rational person or government could possibly say that the answer to these two questions is yes. Yet,
but it's like you said, you have family friends whose daughters' arms have been broken fighting men.
Yes, wrestling, this intercollegiate wrestling. But see, here's the point. Years ago, feminists were saying it is unfair to women that men can get all of these athletic scholarships and get their college educations paid for because of their athletic prowess. Why can't the women? So now the women have that right, and then you're getting some males who get to put on bras and wear wigs, and they get to claim to be girls.
So what is the plan behind it? Because all the big corporations are behind it. I want to get your take, Judge.
What the take is it's part of this program to destroy the traditional nuclear family and dismantle cisgender privilege, meaning heterosexual privilege in the family.
Exactly. Larry Pinkney, what's your view on this?
Very much with what Brother Joe said. But let me take this one step further. The ultimate plan is to destroy the republic. Let's be crystal clear about that. If you destroy the family, if you destroy the traditional / nuclear family, in essence, what you are actually doing is destroying the republic. And don't think for one moment that these misleaders out there do not know that. They know that. They know precisely what they're doing, and that's their end game, to destroy the republic. This must not be allowed.
See, there's nothing wrong with gay people doing whatever they want to do sexually. There's nothing wrong with that. That's their business. But when you start getting people talking about prosecuting congressmen for daring to question an American political procedure, when that, by the way, is number one or two on the list of typical topics throughout American politics, that's crazy.
People that criticize trying to sterilize little boys in Scotland mothers are being arrested that say, I don't think my 5-year-old should have his genitals cut off.
Oh, yeah.
This is a cult.
Yeah, there's something else, too, going on here. I'm going to be running for mayor in Memphis, Shelby County, Tennessee, 2023. Now, in 2008, the Justice Department, under the Bush administration, put up the money to replace every single election machine in the county because it was declared that they were corrupt. There could be no fair election because since 2000, every so-called election was a rigged selection. Now, they finally got around under the Trump administration to threatening to sue the county commissioners if they did not spend the money. So they bought brand new machines, but those machines that they acquired have been in a warehouse, and they have continued to use the corrupt machine for the last four election cycles, including the one that this charlatan with the FBI says cannot be questioned.
And he's saying if you question, you're exactly. Larry, we can see what they're doing here. How do we counter that?
So how do they contrast this thing that machines that the Justice Department under Bush and Obama and Trump have declared to be corrupted and incapable of conducting a fair election, but yet were used for the last election cycle? How can they declare in the 14th largest city in the United States that there was a fair election, no question about it, when those very same corrupted machines that the administration, the current chief executive was part of, the Obama administration, that administration declared those machines.
So let me ask you both, first Larry and then you, Judge. How do you counter something like this then? I mean, how do we respond to this, Larry?
I respond to it, and I suggest that more of us respond to it by indicating that the system itself, as it is being perpetuated, all right, the system itself is a farce. F-A-R-C-E, a farce, all right? We're not even talking about fair or just or unfair. We should be, all right? But it's a farce. It's set up, and we need to make that clear to all of our brothers and sisters partaking in, I call it a Stalinist process. You remember Joseph Stalin said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime?
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is precisely what we're dealing with these neoliberal fascist so-called Democrats, all right? We need to constantly expose it. We need to constantly, you know, we have no media. We have a propaganda machine that would make Goebbels of the Third Reich green with envy. All right? We need to face this reality, start talking with each other, working with each other, and making sure that we understand who our enemy is. Why are they our enemies? What are they doing to us? Everyday ordinary people. I don't give a damn about your color or your gender. Everyday ordinary people. Once the people get that, and it doesn't take long, they do rise up.
I agree. We got to go to break. But, Judge, just in general, what are solutions? Just not going along, speaking up? What do we do?
We speak out. The American people has to form a massive consensus that irrespective of the political party that you belong to, irrespective of the particular slant you may or may not take on something, this is intolerable. No one is supposed to be in a position to threaten us and our representatives for speaking out and questioning what's going on.
That got you really hot. That was an hour and a half ago.
That got me angry. That's one of the... See, I see and have seen the danger inherent in this kind of thing. Most people don't pay any attention. So what? No, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way because, you see, it's one step, two steps, three steps, and before long, those little one step at a time adventures have taken up a mile.
And now they're making big jumps. Yeah, we'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Final segment with Larry Pinkney. We're going to do one more segment with the judge, and he's got to go back to Tennessee. But, man, Larry Pinkney's visited us in Austin before. I've been interviewing him 16, 17 years. I listened to him at dinner for 5 hours, just like you last night, for almost 3. And this knowledge we've got, you've got, all of us, we're not just saying this. We know. Larry's been there. You've been there. I've been researching it. I've experienced it. Nothing at you guys' level. This is a real takeover. You guys aren't just saying this. We're in a lot of danger right now.
Yes. See, I was in a BSU back in the 60s. I was the community liaison for UCLA's BSU. And I know that myself and other activists, we got hauled in every few weeks by the FBI and interrogated because we said something as simple as black folk need to have equal rights in this country that are actualized, and that the student experience should be the same for everybody. But that was grounds for you being hauled in and driven 28 miles downtown L.A., and they took your money, and you didn't have cell phones then. There was no way to get back home. You'd have to hitchhike to get your car 28 miles away.
Wow.
I mean, that was not right.
They locked Larry up for his political crimes, doing nothing. I've read your story, but Pinkney, tell the judge what they did to you.
Well, I was quite clearly a target of COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program. They'd only even try to deny that.
By the way, I didn't mean to interrupt you. In the famous congressional hearings later on COINTELPRO, he's a key person saying he's effective, unifying black, white, and others together. We want him. Tell folks the quote.
Well, he said that I needed, rather the FBI said that Pinkney needs to be neutralized because of his demonstrated ability to to unify black and white. They said it. I didn't say it.
I've got a copy of one of the 302s saying that.
See, this is one of the games they play. They talk about being all-inclusive and therefore everybody's rights, but they do not want everybody to get together and unify because that's too powerful. They want to keep everybody separate, divide and conquer.
Well, look at all this political correctness. It's making everybody hate each other.
Yes, I mean, good Lord. You're supposed to be doing something to make humans or American humans more peaceful, but you do everything you can to make it worse. You destroy masculinity, but masculinity keeps down this public violence we see so much of now. So you throw something out there as a solution that makes the problem worse. And you won't be rational in life.
That's right. Masculinity is not criminality. You explained that, that a really masculine person keeps the peace isn't violent.
Yeah, you're about public peace, dignity, and order, making where you live a better, safer, more secure place filled with prosperity, a sense of purpose, morality, and ethics. You enforce order in your community, but you can be brave and courageous when necessary. That's masculinity. But these characters want to destroy it, so they've got all of these boys that are turned into emotional wrecks who are propagandized as to the validity of purely emotional reactions to anything. So they go out and they kill because they're frustrated and they've been told that's okay. That's why we're having so much violence out there right now. We had 2 whole years of this kind of thing out there empowering these idiots who don't know how to control themselves.
Well, and a lockdown means a lot of these people are living with their parents. Now there's no money. Crime's going to go up, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's all of it. See, it mixes in. Penitentiary systems no longer about controlling crime. It's about controlling surplus labor. But yet you have just a total lack of control over the border. And then you get,
Well, in Europe, as an American, we can't fly to Europe now, but Soros can have boats untested just coming in. The point is, it's all fraud. Larry, I appreciate you coming on today. Between me and the judge, you've gotten some words in edgewise. They've all been powerful. What else do you want to impart to us? Because you're always a humble guy, but I've seen you give long speeches. They're amazing, and you've been a big guest on the show. What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners?
I want to say to the viewers and listeners to continue to support and to redouble and intensify your support for InfoWars and all of our brothers and sisters there. I also want to say that what we are dealing with are political parasites pimping the pain of the people. I repeat, political parasites pimping the pain of the people. They are turning up, down, and down, up. This we must not tolerate. And you know what? It's way more of us, conscious, thinking, critically thinking people than of them. But they would never have us know that. So I want to express my love, as I always try to do, to all of my brothers and sisters out there of all colors. And I want to say, carry on. Aluto continua. The struggle continues and it intensifies now, today, more than ever. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Alex.
I wasn't trying to get you off right now. We got a few minutes left, but thank you for giving us that great parting word. What can you say to the people out there that are giving up? Because a lot of people are getting mad. A lot of people are waking up. But some people have been awake a long time. They're really giving up and getting really depressed about watching this conscious evil, and they don't see why other people haven't woken up. And I tell those folks, it takes time. Just because you've been awake a long time, people are waking up quicker and quicker. You just cannot. People do not need to be down. We don't need suicide to go up, which has happened. We need people. How do we deal with all this evil and not get depressed ourselves? Because you've been persecuted a lot. And you're a guy that's really, got a lot of energy, and you're not being defeated. You're overcoming. So how do we overcome this evil and not let it dominate us?
We need to remind ourselves and each other that this is a protracted struggle, all right? Things don't happen. Stop believing with this propaganda media says things don't happen overnight. All right. And I think it was you and the judge were talking about how step by step by step by step, these globalists, these neoliberal fascists, have been devouring us. But they did it step by step over a period of years. But you know what? We have to. I totally get it when people say, damn, why can't so-and-so see it? Well, maybe so-and-so does see it, but it takes time. And I don't mean another 10 years. Give them a couple of weeks, a couple of months, 6 months, whatever. Keep working on them, okay? Never, ever give up. Intensify. Don't give up. That's what they want us to do. They want us to think we are alone.
Exactly. We've come so far. I mean, I think all these attacks we've seen is a sign of weakness by this whole global corrupt anti-human system that has no chivalry, no rules. Larry Pinkney, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Much love to you, Alex. Much love to you, Judge. All power to the people.
By the way, Larry Pinkney hosts a weekly podcast with Darren McBreen that is at band.video. It's very, very popular. Find Larry Pinkney's channel at band.video. Thank you so much, Larry Pinkney. Judge, I see you're listening to him. What are your ideas about overcoming this system? Because I really see the corrupt elements of the system are in trouble. That's why he's trying to bring down the whole system that the people benefit from, to try to have some crisis where they control us.
See, the people that invented this kind of propaganda said the implacable enemy of what they're doing is the truth. You see, the truth has a logic to it that the lie does not have. One problem we're having is mainstream media is not listened to like it used to be. So a lot of people aren't even aware of these things going on, but some people do focus on every word of the entertainment rather than news that they get.
And that's where the propaganda is, the comedy shows.
And then see, they spread it at cocktail parties, so they hear it from their friends and they assume it's truth. So we have to get stuff out there for the select few who do have minds.
That sounds simple, but that's the answer. We've got as human intelligence on the grounds where the war is.
That's it. We've got to get the word out there so people who do listen, who do search out the truth, can spread it and say, no, that's not what's going on. But just this idea of being able to prosecute somebody who is a member of Congress for daring to have a question. And that question is one that's been asked over and over for 240 years of this country's history. And to say that they should be prosecuted and then turn the CIA into an instrument of domestic oppression? Somebody has lost their mind, and somebody needs to introduce a resolution to remove this vote.
On a scale of 1 to 10, theoretically, not they're actually carrying it out, but they're trying. Theoretically, they're putting on the drawing board a 10 of tyranny, right?
It's like, exactly. And see, the bad part about it is if they say it often enough, somebody's going to think it's true. And
that's what you said, is they're conditioning us.
They're conditioning.
So we've got to fight. You said during the break, so we've got to fight it.
3 weeks from now, people will start taking that as it's already been proven that they're trying to do something to subvert the government by questioning this election, so they need to be in jail because they're un-American. See, that's the way it was.
Sure, and these agencies, the CIA, FBI, have a talking point. He's not the only one doing it, saying, let's arrest Congress. I mean, let's investigate them, and if we can indict them, they should be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, having bureaucracies want to arrest Congress?
Yeah, see, you've got an agency, the CIA, that made James Bond's bunch, MI6, the KGB. They beat the KGB, so you want to turn these folks loose inside the United States of America and see there's one.
We'll be right back, Judge, back in 2 minutes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.